Book 2, Canto 4, page 148. That strange observing power imposed its sight. It forced on flux a limit and a shape. It gave its stream a lower narrow bank, drew lines to snare the spirit's formlessness. It fashioned the life mind of bird and beast, the answer of the reptile and the fish, the primitive pattern of the thoughts of man. A finite movement of the infinite came winging its way through a wide air of time. A march of knowledge moved in nescience, and guarded in the form a separate soul. Its right to be immortal it reserved, but built a wall against the siege of death, and threw a hook to clutch eternity. A thinking entity appeared in space, a little ordered world broke into view, where being had prison room for act and sight, a floor to walk, a clear but scanty range. An instrument personality was born, and a restricted, clamped intelligence consented to confine in narrow bounds its seeking. It tied the thought to visible things, prohibiting the adventure of the unseen, and the soul's tread through unknown infinities. A reflex reason, nature's habits glass, illumined life to know and fix its field, accept a dangerous, ignorant brevity, and the inconclusive purpose of its walk, and profit by the hour's precarious chance in the allotted boundaries of its fate. A little joy and knowledge satisfied this little being, tied into a knot, and hung on a bulge of its environment. A little curve cut off in measureless space, a little span of life in all vast time. A thought was there that planned, a will that strove, but for small aims within a narrow scope, wasting unmeasured toil on transient things. It knew itself a creature of the mud. It asked no larger law, no loftier aim. It had no inward look, no upward gaze. A backward scholar on logic's rickety bench, indoctrinated by the erring sense, it took appearance for the face of God. For casual lights, the marching of the suns, for heaven, a starry strip of doubtful blue. Aspects of being feigned to be the whole. There was a voice of busy interchange, a marketplace of trivial thoughts and acts. A life soon spent, a mind the body's slave. Here seemed the brilliant crown of nature's work, and tiny egos took the world as means to sate awhile dwarf lusts and brief desires. In a death-closed passage saw life start and end, as though a blind alley were creation's sign, as if for this the soul had coveted birth, in the wonderland of a self-creating world and the opportunities of cosmic space. This creature, passionate only to survive, fettered to puny thoughts with no wide range, and to the body's needs and pangs and joys, this fire growing by its fuel's death, increased by what it seized and made its own. It gathered and grew and gave itself to none. Only it hoped for greatness in its den, and pleasure and victory in small fields of power, and conquest of life room for self and kin, an animal limited by its feeding space. It knew not the immortal in its house. It had no greater, deeper cause to live.